We are taught to pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, with the outline prayer Jesus Christ gave to his disciples. Mr. Armstrong taught us in one of the 19 truths, I think it was the one in the Bible study, which he added on a week after he listed the others in that sermon, which he restored to the church, was we must put the emphasis on God the Father. And this is exactly what Christ taught. If we look at John chapter 5, verse 30, let's read what Jesus Christ himself said. John chapter 5 and in verse 30, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. Christ put the authority where it belonged. But I noticed the other day, I put in Church of God of Wales. I didn't bother to go through the normal channel. I'm still useless with a computer. And I came up with something. I thought, well, that's not the one we normally come up with. And it was a cult watchers site. And interestingly, something similar happened years ago when we were first either just about to be joining the church or just after we joined the church. I spoke to a minister in another organisation which defended the Sabbath, and I mentioned to him, you know, very impressed with your presentation on the local radio show, but you left out the fact that Jesus Christ was not resurrected on Sunday, so, you know, that's the only thing that you didn't really cover. And he was a bit taken aback, didn't agree or disagree, but he very kindly sent me a whole stack of information about Mr. Armstrong and his organisation, obviously intended to shock me. This is what these people believe. And if you sort of have it all thrown at you in one hit without studying one by one, we gradually came into a knowledge of the truth. It wasn't easy to accept so many things. It took hours of study. But we came to believe it all. And the same thing has happened in this website. A whole list of things which make us look completely out of step with the rest of the world. We are and should be completely out of step with the rest of the world. But what annoyed me was that they claimed that Church of God in Wales and their leader, Herbert W. Armstrong, teach that Christ is not God. Really? Perhaps, I don't know how they came to this, perhaps because we do not teach the Trinity. That makes us very unusual. Maybe they assume we're Unitarian. There is one very well-known group who proselytes door to door who do believe Jesus was the first created being. They misinterpret Revelation 3, 14. Let's have a look at Revelation chapter 3, 14. Now, this is not to illustrate where we stand at all, but trying to get into the mind of someone who is accused us of something. However did they come up with this idea? This is what somebody else teaches in verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful, the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Now, beginning, originator, not the beginning, not the first created being, but the creator, Jesus Christ, before he came as a human being, was the Word, the creator. The Moffat translation uses origin, the origin of the creation. In Corinthians 8, we're told, by whom are all things? And we by him. In Ephesians, it talks about who created all things. This is quoted by Mr. Armstrong on Mystery of the Ages, looking at page in the hardback copy, page 211. Jesus was God is the heading, written by Mr. Armstrong. Why was it necessary that Jesus be actually God in the human flesh? Why was it necessary that he be human? As God, he was the maker of all mankind. In Ephesians 3:9, it is revealed that God created all things by Jesus Christ. When Jesus was born as a human, his life as our maker was greater than the sum total of all human lives. Since it is humans who have sinned and come under the death penalty, God's law required human death as a penalty for human sin. But as for our Maker, Jesus was the only human whose death could pay the penalty for the sins of all humans. Very difficult for me. Called Hancock, and I still cannot pronounce H's. In no other way could the Creator God have redeemed a vast humanity condemned to the penalty of death. Now, I realise a few warm words from me isn't going to affect these cult watchers, but hopefully that makes it pretty clear where Mr. Armstrong stood on this. And we've got in John chapter 1, let's reinforce everything with John chapter 1. This is the most obvious scripture to turn to in this respect. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And verse 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. That is pretty clear. We believe Jesus Christ was God and is God. For a time, he surrendered his glorious spirit body to fulfill his role as the second Adam. As his sacrifice was able to cleanse us of our sins, he was resurrected to be the firstborn of many future brethren. Those who have been called by God, who repent, receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, are begotten into the family of God, awaiting the resurrection or the change to immortality at the return of Jesus Christ, to be born again. We believe in one God, but God is a family made up of more than one person, currently the Father and the Son. But God's plan is for them to be joined by thousands of others. It is too profound or too simple for most people to grasp. We do believe Jesus Christ is God, and under God the Father's instruction, created all of us by the power of the Holy Spirit, which God breathes. We do not believe God is a Trinity. There are not three personages or hypostases. To illustrate how more than two parts can be one, God has given us the physical relationship of marriage. When man and woman are joined together in marriage, and they are cleaved together, they become one flesh. We're told this in Ephesians chapter 5, Genesis 2, 24, Matthew 19, 5, 6, verses 5 and 6, Mark 10, 6 to 10. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Now, obviously, we're talking about a spiritual relationship, but we have that physical analogy, how we can have a God of two personages who will ultimately be joined by more children and yet still be one God, united, undivided, completely in tune with each other, all showing the respect and honour due to God the Father. Don't waste as much time as I did looking at strange websites.